Cork and Limerick. This is New.
Now, one of the texters has been on, why doesn't our government have a minister for IT? Most organisations have a CIO, Chief Information Officer, on the board, or else one reporting to the board these days. Each department and government organisation seems to manage their own IT. Well, we'll have to make more inquiries. Perhaps Jess Kelly can inquire for us, and we'll bring it to you later in, well, probably next week, I would say it is now, as to how we do handle our cybersecurity. The legacy of the Troubles, the contentious Northern Ireland Protocol, these are expected to dominate the agenda for a summit meeting today between Taoiseach Micheál Martin and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The pair are also likely to discuss the dangers associated with the new COVID variant from India and the potential opening of a travel bubble between Ireland and Britain in the coming weeks. For more details, we're joined by Enda Brady, a Sky News correspondent. Enda, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
Now, before we start, Enda, just give us a sense of what sort of normality you have achieved at the moment in Britain.
So the Prime Minister here set out a number of dates that everyone put on the calendar in the diary. And April the 12th was the first one. And then May the 17th is Monday coming. So April the 12th, you were allowed to have barber shops open, non-essential retail. You could go into shops, you could go buying clothes, you could, you know, have a mosey around the shops. And outdoor hospitality, you know, was a big one. But obviously the weather in April was not great. And a lot of pubs, you know, I'm in different English towns all over this island every day of the week. And, you know, it just strikes you how many premises don't actually have an outdoor area. So it wasn't great for everyone. If you were lucky enough to have a beer garden and you could socially distance tables and what have you, you know, people were making a few quid and it was good for people to be able to mix in, see other households and groups of friends. Monday coming is a big date. It is the penultimate stage of coming out of COVID, the second last leg on the roadmap out of it. So as of Monday coming, indoor hospitality can come back. So you can meet your friends in a restaurant, you can go into a pub. And I was in Gloucester the other day and I noticed loads of beer lorries delivering kegs and everyone just kind of wiping tables. And, you know, I was looking in the windows of pubs basically at everyone just getting ready for Monday and customers coming back in. So this coming Monday is another big date. And what they've done here is there's a 5-week gap between all of these easing lockdown dates. And in that interim period, they're getting in all the data about infections, they're studying it, and they're seeing is there any increase whatsoever as a result of what they've done. They don't want to rush things. June 21st is the final date, and by that stage, Boris Johnson the other day was making very positive noises saying that we could be even losing face masks and we could be back to the normal life that everyone lives and loves. However, he said that before we got the data through yesterday on this Indian variant.
Now, what is the data? What's it telling you? How widespread is it? How many cases are there? How transmissible is it?
Right, it's doubled in a week. They reckon it could be 60% more transmissible. That's some of the evidence a Belgian university came out with this week, that it could be 60% more transmissible than the Kent variant. So all these different variants, there's Brazil, there's a South African one, Kent, which was picked up in that English county in December. There are three mutations linked to India. One of them is a real concern, and the danger is that it gets a foothold here, and it has doubled. There's about 1,200, approximately 1,200 cases here now. Last week there was about 550. It's in Bolton. It is in Northamptonshire. It is in London. It is in the south side of Glasgow City. And there are 12 cases in Northern Ireland in total. So you've got little pockets. Blackburn in Lancashire as well is another place. So he's got a range of options. If I just look at my notes from yesterday, I was all across this yesterday. I mean, the Prime Minister has a range of options. So what he could do, he could reintroduce regional restrictions. I mean, if it starts to get out of control or it gets even more worrying, they had that tier system, if you'll remember, at the end of last year. So, you know, depending on which counties and which areas had high infection rates, you were in a different tier with rules and regulations, and Cornwall was in the lowest. And of course, what happened was, you know, it'd be like saying that you know, one county Wexford has zero COVID and you can have normal life there, and then everyone from Carlow and Waterford and Kilkenny piles in for a trip. That's yeah. basically what happened in Cornwall in December, and the end result was in January the infections rocketed down in the southwest of England. So they're loath to reintroduce regional restrictions. There was some suggestion yesterday, which they've now rolled back on, that they would bring in surge vaccinations for the over 18s. Now, as it stands right now, the National Health Service, the NHS, allows you to book a COVID jab for yourself if you're age 38. Now, I'm 45. I had mine 3 weeks ago. So that'll tell you how quickly they're blitzing through the age groups. It is every other day it's dwindling mm-hmm. down, and next week it'll be 37 and 36. There was a suggestion yesterday that they would bring in jabs in the Blackburn area in Lancashire for anyone aged over the 18. They've rolled back on that now. They're not going to do that. So I think what the Prime Minister will be doing today is talking to the scientific advisory group. They had an urgent meeting yesterday to discuss the Indian variant, and they'll just be looking at, you know, what can they do? How dangerous is it? How transmissible is it? Is there any evidence that it can evade the immunity defences and ultimately the vaccination programme? And the big fear is that this could cast a big shadow over June the 21st and complete reopening.
Okay, so that would in turn presumably cast a shadow over any travel bubble between Ireland and the island of Britain.
Yes, I mean, a huge Irish community here, and, you know, been speaking to people, English people as well, who have come up to me and said, oh, you know, don't want to go too far away on holidays this year, and we're thinking about Ireland, where can you recommend? There's a huge interest in Ireland. Obviously, the Irish community are desperate to get home and see their families and just enjoy some Irish hospitality and get back to Ireland. I think everyone here will be watching this meeting between the Taoiseach and the Prime Minister today and wondering what's going to come out of it. Will there be a travel bubble? But I think it's really interesting what's going on about easing travel restrictions. People here can go on a foreign holiday from Monday. The airlines, I've been hounded by PRs and communications companies all offering trips and interviews with travel industry representatives all relating to Monday. They're desperate, and you can't blame them, because ultimately their income has shriveled in the past 12 to 14 months. So Monday is a big day here. There will be people heading to the airports on Monday, but the list of countries on the green list, and obviously Ireland, we can't go to from here at the moment unless it's an emergency or for very serious work. The list of countries that people can go to on Monday, in all honesty, I mean, people were getting very excited last week when the government was due to publish the list of green countries that, you know, you wouldn't have to quarantine when you get back and you could go and have a holiday. And I had people saying to me, where is Tristan da Cunha? I've never heard of it before. South Georgia. Who wants to go on holidays there? You know, Israel. These are places that, quite frankly, people here are not going to visit in a million years. So I think, in all honesty, the summer holiday here for British holidaymakers is quite likely to be a staycation.
All right. Well, we are hoping to have 80% of the adult population vaccinated by June. First jab anyway. So we'll see how that goes. We could, with good mass vaccination on both islands, at least be able to share that bubble at some point in the summer. Now, this meeting, a lunchtime meeting in Downing Street between Micheál Martin and Boris Johnson, the agenda, it's not about Bally Murphy and his apology, or it probably will be somewhat about it, but that wasn't the reason for its scheduling.
No. I mean, these meetings happen, and, you know, they're in constant contact anyway. There's very good lines of communication between London and Dublin. Look, there's a lot on the table. Obviously, Bally Murphy will be discussed. I think also the situation in Northern Ireland, I think there will be discussions about who the new leader of the DUP will be and the protocol. There's a lot on the table, but I think it's all completely overshadowed by COVID. And Boris Johnson's government, you know, as much as they want to do certain things, quite frankly, there is this huge elephant in the room every single day that his government tries to make an announcement or do anything about policy. And COVID is moving and changing and mutating, and people here are obsessing over data and infections. And the truth of the matter is, Pat, you know, the vaccination program here has been such a huge success, that if there were a general election tomorrow, Boris Johnson would be very confident of walking it. The opposition leader, Keir Starmer, he can't lay a glove on Johnson, as we saw last week in the local elections, the by-election up in Hartlepool in the northeast of England, which had been Labour for half a century. It's now Conservative Blue. I mean, Johnson has a strut in his step this week, and it's really interesting. I think the vaccination programme has absolutely saved his premiership.
All right, and they will discuss the Northern Ireland protocol. That might be a thorny one between the two of them. We'll get some sort of probably anodyne statements from both parties after that meeting. Anyway, Enda, I hope you do get home to see your family. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's too long, honestly. And I've got two children here, Saoirse and Dunica, who are desperate to get home and see their grandparents and my sister Sinead in County Wexford and just spend some time together as a family. You know, it's been a long, hard lockdown, and I just miss seeing my family and friends in Ireland. But tell you what, Pat, it's going to be some party when we can all get together again.
Indeed it will. Enda Brady, Sky News correspondent, thank you very much for joining us. All right, lots to come on the programme. We will be getting some barbecue ideas from Gareth Mullins later on. We'll have sport and we'll have new music from Stuart Clarke.